Ellen was upset when we told her this, and even more upset when she came home from practice and told us that her coach thought it was important for her to get an official time for the event. She folded her arms on the table, put her head down, and cried. At one point, she lifted up her head and said, "I could just scratch the event. A lot of people miss their heats." A part of me thought, perfect. But then she said, "I won't win. I'm not even good enough to get second or third place. Everyone is going to be watching." This was the opportunity to move the levers, to redefine what's important to her, to make our family culture more influential than the swim meet, her friends, and the ultra-competitive sports culture that is rampant in our community. I looked at her and said, "You can scratch that event. I'd probably consider that option too. But what if your goal for that race isn't to win, or even to get out of the water at the same time as the other girls? What if your goal is to show up and get wet?" She looked at me as if I was crazy. "Just show up and get in the water?" I explained that I had spent many years never trying anything that I wasn't already good at doing, and how those choices almost made me forget what it feels like to be brave. I said, "Sometimes the bravest and most important thing you can do is just show up." Steve and I made sure that we weren't with her when her heat was called. When it was time for the girls to get on the blocks, I wasn't sure if she'd be there, but she was. We stood at the end of her lane and held our breath. She looked right at us, nodded her head, and snapped her goggles into place. She was the last one out of the pool. The other swimmers had already left the deck, and there were girls standing on the blocks ready for the next heat. Steve and I screamed and cheered the entire time. When she got out of the pool, she walked over to her coach, who gave her a hug, then showed her something about her kick. When she finally made her way to us, she was smiling and a little tearful. She looked at her dad and me and said, "That was pretty bad, but I did it. I showed up and I got wet. I was brave." I wrote the following parenting manifesto because I need it. Steve and I need it. Putting down the measuring stick in a culture that uses acquisitions and accomplishments to assess worth is not easy. I use the manifesto as a touchstone, a prayer, and a meditation when I'm wrestling with vulnerability or when I've got that never enough fear. It reminds me of the finding that changed and probably saved my life. Who we are and how we engage with the world are much stronger predictors of how our children will do than what we know about parenting.